What's up, Viva fam? It is yours truly, Ashtonay. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are in yet another season 2, episode 1. Can you guys believe how fast the time has gone? Like, it feels like we just began Viva La Life and now we're in season 2. That is trippy. It's tripping my mind. I'm like about to trip over my words over here. If you're new to the Viva fam, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at VivaLaLifePodca. That is Viva La Life Podcast. Go ahead and follow us. We post a lot of motivational things, a lot of retweets from motivational gurus such as Les Brown. That's the only one I could think of right now. But no, it's a daily dose of motivation. So if this podcast wasn't doing it enough for you and you need to read some pick-me-ups, head over to that Twitter, Viva La Life Podcast, and you can go ahead and have as much inspiration as you need. Just read, because we post every day, starting today. And if you want to follow me, the host with the most commentary, that is Ashtonay. You can follow me on Instagram at Bossy Parada Boots. Instagram at BossyParadaBoots. And following me and also following the Viva La Life Twitter, you can keep up on the scheduling. I know I post a lot of the episodes ahead of time. Right now I'm posting all the episodes coming out this week. So, and I also post a little bit of my family, my own life, a little bit of here, a little bit of there. I'm also a filmmaker, so I will be posting some behind the scenes snippets of what I have coming out next year. On top of that, what else has been going on? I feel like the summer came and went. Like, one minute it was June, we were all graduating, and now it's September. Like, some of us have transferred and we're back in school. Some of us are in our careers. Like, life has really changed since June. I feel like it was like a roller coaster, one of those Supreme Scream type, Montezuma's Revenge type, Jaguar type roller coasters. Like, scary as shit while you're on it, but once you get off, you're like, whew, that was fun. And that basically describes my summer. Every day was a mystery, every day was something new, every day was a roadblock. Not every day, but some days. It was just crazy. It was a crazy journey this summer. From June to September, it was a squiggly line. It was not a straight line. It was a very squiggly line. And a few of my Viva fam, I know you guys can relate. You guys have been commenting on our Twitter about how crazy the summer has been. But now that we're out of the summer and we're back into fall, a lot of the planets are no longer retrograde. They're gone direct. I feel a calm, like, yes, we can do this. I can do this. Like, I don't know. Things have just really leveled up. What else in news? Nothing really is going on with me. I launched a new business earlier this year, so I've been really busy on that. By the way, I'm going to shout it out right now for all of your auto body needs. If you need a paint job, if you need some small auto body dent removals, go ahead and follow Casillas Collision on Instagram. Send them a DM for an estimate. And let me spell that out for you. It's at CasillisCollision on Instagram, Casillas Collision. And actually, that is our sponsor for the day. They have sponsored this episode. So thank you. Thank me, because it is my company. Along with my future husband, which, by the way, Viva fam, we have not been in touch. Let me go ahead and tell you, I'm actually going to be getting married this Sunday. My God, I told you that, like, everything is going by so fast. So, you know, go ahead and follow me at Bossy Prada Boots on Instagram to get the up close and personal footage. It'll be there. It'll definitely be there. So for now, without further ado, let's get into today's topic, which is the power of information. Now, some people may be wondering, like, what does information have to do with this podcast, living your most authentic life, living your best life, motivation, inspiration, what is this information? Well, actually, information has a lot to do with living your best life. For example, if you're trying to live a healthier lifestyle, you want to work out, you want to diet, what's the first thing you need to do? You have to research the different diets that's better for your body, research the different foods and see how they help you and which ones don't help you. And it all starts off with research. And what is research leading to? Information. If you're trying to start a new business, what's the first thing you have to do? Research the market, research the competition, research. You have to read up on it. What else? If you want to be an actress, an actor, you have to research different talent agencies or companies or research for auditions. Like, information is like the fundamental key for success, for living your best life. You need information. And sadly, these days, not a lot of people like are taking in information every day. And especially through books. I know what Steve Jobs tried to read like a book a week. There's some other very influential, successful people that read every single day. Oprah, she's like obsessed with books. That's all she does is read. If you watch her Super Soul Sunday little shows on, well, I watch them on YouTube, but she's always reading someone's book. And for me, when I first, you know, started going on this journey of success, traveling it, a lot of motivational speakers would say, like, read every day. And I'm a new age type millennial. I do everything on my phone. So on my podcasts, I could read on my phone. I could search things on the internet. But then maybe a couple months ago, I started checking books out from the library. And might I say, there is a lot better, more detailed, step-by-step information in books. I know I may sound crazy, but books actually, in my opinion now, are a lot better than online anything. It's just so much more detailed. And online, you can be kind of hit with a lot of BS type advice, or I don't know. It's just online, you have to do a fact check, or you have to do a background check on these people giving you information. I just personally like these books, like reading books. For example, a couple of my interests have been about small businesses. So I'm currently reading this book called Save Your Small Business. And it's written by attorney Ralph Warner and Bethany K. Lawrence. And it basically gives you like the 10 crucial strategies to survive hard times or close down and move on. It just gives you like basic tips on how to save your business if it's not doing so hot, or even if you're just starting up. So that's one of my interests. For some of you that may be interested in marketing, you may be wanting to be an influencer on Instagram, an influencer on YouTube. Marketing is, you know, would be a topic that of information you would need to take in. So luckily, I also have this other book called The Ultimate Marketing Plan, and that's by Dan S. Kennedy. And in this book, it does go into like business marketing. But if you think about it, being an influencer, being a brand on Instagram or YouTube, that's a business. So I would recommend you run it that way. And that book, I've already read it. It's on time. It's right on time with the times. Like, it gives you a lot of good tips you can use. And I've been using it, and I've noticed an increase in sales, an increase in customers. It just has really changed the whole, I should say, the whole face of my business. Like, everything has grown since I've started applying those tips in that last book. And for those of you who are just interested in money, I have a book for you. It's called Money Rules by Juliette Fairley. And basically, it talks about everything with money, down to like investing, from buying a house, looking for an apartment, looking for a roommate. It just gives you all of the ins and outs of managing money. And the cool thing is, it has an interactive CD-ROM with the book. If you buy it or if you get it from the library, you can use that, and it has additional information. So those are the three books I've been, you know, into right now. They have been helping me live my most authentic life just by providing me with more information. Like Beyonce said it, ladies, let's get information. She didn't say information. She said information. And I wish you could see my emphasis hand so you can see that I was emphasizing the difference between information and information. Anyways, that's like, you know, the whole basis of today's podcast. We need to take information in every single day on whatever our interests are, whatever our goals are. We need to be learning about them and always trying to do it better than we did the day before, better than the competition, just whatever it is, you know, even if it's like a health book, if you're pregnant, a pregnancy book, like we should just be reading, especially reading every day. And I would recommend reading from a book, honestly. You can still go online, you know, when you're waiting in line, or if you're at a, I won't say at a red light, but if you're at a grocery store, or if you're traveling and someone else is driving, yeah, you could read online a couple of blogs here and there, a couple of articles here and there. But I really recommend books, guys, because books, I don't know, I just noticed that like they go into so much more detail than any online article I have ever read has ever done. Another thing I like to do is go on YouTube to watch the different things, like since I'm into the entrepreneurship of life, I watch a lot of entrepreneurs, like their vlogs. I really like it. I find it motivational and inspiring for me. So I watch that, but you could do anything. Like once when at my business, we had to remove some plastic dip off of a car. I literally YouTubed it and found like the perfect way to do it, like in under 20 minutes. Information, guys, the power of information, it will change your life. So Viva Fam, can we promise that we're going to start taking in information every day? I need you all to get up, go to your nearest library, go to a bookstore if you want to buy them. If you made a dough, you can go buy the books, but I go to the library, and let's all get some books. Let's make it our goal to read at least one book a week. We can have, you know, at least read it before it's due. Let's try to read every day from a book. And then in addition to that, we can listen to podcasts. I know Viva La Life is a great one. We're all listening to it now. And, you know, start our days off with reading. Like, I don't know if you guys are still doing your morning routines, but the morning time is the greatest time for me to read a little bit from my books. And the evening, right before bed, I like to read a little bit more. And it kind of shapes my dreams. Like when I read before bed, I'm like motivated in my dreams, and I wake up and I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Let's accomplish these goals. Like, let's go. So guys, that's going to conclude today's episode. It was a great one. It went by so, so fast. And once again, I'm so excited on behalf of me and the team at Anchor. We really appreciate you tuning in to Viva La Life and just showing your support, because without you, there would not have been a season 2. And I'm just so grateful and honored that I get to host it and just, you know, interact with you guys and spew out my little bit of wisdom, and also, you know, research things and spew it out too as well. So until next time, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Happy Labor Day. Don't work too hard if you are working. And if you're vacationing or relaxing today, don't relax too hard, because, you know, we are trying to live our most authentic life, and we can't do that if we're doing nothing. So take care, guys. I will speak to you next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.